Babe, a double wide. All those things I done for you and the kids, but I still have these Christmas blues because I'm spending Christmas out the kids and you. I love you, Bonquisha, I love you. But you know what? One thing I want to tell you this year about Christmas. Last year, when you served up all the turkey and everything, and you know, all of the trimmings and everything, when the cranberry dressing got round to me, there was none left. So please, could you, I hope you have two cans of cranberry dressing in there because I love that cranberry sauce. Please.
That is too funny. It's Quad City DJs and Christmas Blues on KAYT KQJO-FM. I think everybody may have someone in their family that acts just like that, maybe. The big news in sports, the trade. Russell Westbrook from the Rockets going to the Washington Wizards in exchange for John Wall and a protected first-round draft pick from the year 2023. That's a very interesting trade, seeing that John Wall is coming off a big Achilles tendon injury, and that's particularly devastating, especially for a basketball player. Russell Westbrook wanted out of Houston after this year, and I don't know whether it's because he was playing with James Harden, who could be considered a ball hog. I don't know. But he got what he wanted. He's out of Houston, and now he's with the Washington Wizards, and Houston's going to get John Wall and a first-round draft pick. We'll see how this all plays out, all right? Okay. Hey, listen, coming at you, birthdays and anniversaries. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The unstoppable way.
I'm Lee Rubin, and it's time to move Alexandria forward. I've invested my entire life in this community, and I know we have the resources to improve our city. I believe in small business owners and economic development. I believe in equality. I want to see our city council work with all the residents of Alexandria, and I have the experience to facilitate growth.
Concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Council at Large, Lee Rubin, is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers, baby. Natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for Choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Hello, this is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Thursday weather forecast in Shreveport. Look for cloudy conditions with a high at 50 and an overnight low at 37. Monroe has a 60% chance of rain with a high at 53 and an overnight low at a cool 38. Lake Charles will have morning showers, high temperature at 57, overnight low at 41. There's a 60% chance of rain in Natchez, Mississippi, with a high temperature at 56, overnight low at 38. And here in the Central City, showers are in the forecast. High temperature at 56. There's a 60% chance of rain, overnight low at 38. And that's a look at your Thursday weather. I'm Wade Hampton.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. One of my goals with this radio feature is that I want to reinforce the belief I have that hope is not an emotion, but rather it's a decision. I can actually choose to live hope today, and so can you. Choosing to live hope says that I'm not going to let the circumstances of my day affect how I feel about myself, other people, or God. I'm going to put my faith in God and trust that everything is working out according to His plan, that there really is nothing to worry about. And even greater, God is intimately involved in my life and growing me more into His likeness. Knowing God's promises are true, that He's doing a great work of redemption in my life and the world around me, wow, that's hope. So for me, to live hope, I'm going to choose to believe in God and His promises again today, no matter the circumstances. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today happens to be December 3rd, 2020, and we've got people on the birthday list that we want to say happy birthday to. I'm sending a special birthday out to my pastor, Darla Chapel Jefferson, LaShun C. Jenkins, Leslie Keys, Maggie Brown, Cynthia Sanders, James Anthony, Rondrick Smith, Melissa Alexander, Daphne LeCour, Charles Chuck Neal, and everyone who celebrates their birthday today around the world. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, or maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Today's Bible Jeopardy clue comes from the category New Testament. This is for 800 points. Here's the clue and the answer. What is the name of the angel of the abyss in Revelation? Beelzebub, Abaddon, Herculon, or Legion? Well, Revelation 9:11 has the answer. And if you responded, who is Abaddon, like Lady Di for Monroe, then you, my friend, would be essentially correct. Who is Abaddon? That is the correct response to Bible Jeopardy today. Abaddon is described as the destroyer, the angel of the abyss, and as the king of the plague of locusts resembling horses with crowned human faces, women's hair, lion's teeth. It has wings and iron breastplates and a tail with a scorpion stinger that torments for 5 months anyone who doesn't have the seal of God on their foreheads. That's Abaddon, all right? Okay, glad you know that now. You know, I want to kind of speak to you a little bit about Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. The Amplified version of Ephesians 8 to 9 says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you're saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves. It's not of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but is the gift of God, not because of works, the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in or take glory in himself. The grace, the unmerited favor that comes from God is all over your life, whether you recognize it or not. You are favored. In every situation, you have favor. Even when you're in difficult times, it's the favor and the grace of God that keeps you alive. It keeps you alive even in the midst of dire health problems. You're still alive right now listening to this broadcast, and it's only by the grace of God. If you're going through a financial difficulty, know that the favor and the grace of God covers you. Even when you don't see a way out, you have favor. And I want you to take heart and be encouraged because of this, that God has you in the palm of his hand, and he has not forgotten you, nor has he ignored you in your situation. He knows the situation, and he knows how to get you out of it. Do you trust him today? That's the question. Trust him with all of your heart. Give everything that you are to him today, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Well, all right, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to joining with you again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead, keep the radio locked right here on KAYT, KQJOFM. And remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Snoop Dogg. Clark Sisters. Please believe me.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life, but this world wouldn't offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gossip. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to